Hello, listeners. I am Jonas Strickler from English 102, Multimodal Composition, taught by Zach Petrea at Heartland Community College, here to briefly talk about child hunger and or child food insecurity here in Bloomington Normal. I have a special guest discuss this matter with me as well, and I will have them introduce themselves later. Okay, so what is child hunger? What defines that? What makes it to the well, what makes it that the matter is considered to be childhood insecurity? Let me word it that way. What makes it that? Well, to me, and from all the research that I've done, child food insecurity is when a child living in a family environment or lack thereof does not have the means to provide themselves or be provided for, in the sense of food. They do not have enough access to food per day, and I guess this would be considered at least 3 regular meals a day that are nutritious enough for them to get by through the day. And I say this because it's such an issue in our area, even though a lot of sources lately say it is getting better. I am going to elaborate on that later. So at this time of recording this, donations are plentiful enough to where restricting it from families who may be going through a sudden hardship that was unexpected, or they're becoming monetarily insecure even, they should be able to have access to whatever donations they would need immediately based on their income. For example, the Midwest Food Bank doesn't technically exclude anybody, but there is a mindset that they are not eligible enough because they have money, but anything could happen. But that's not what this is about. It's just an example of an issue that child hunger is not limited to a specific group of people. It can happen to anybody or any family for that matter. So here in a local area of Bloomington Normal, we have a lot to talk about from sources that are very recent. For example, this past summer, the Arby's Foundation, which is a charitable donation organization founded by Arby's way back in 1986, specifically to help with child hunger. So this is another important organization, even though it's not quite our topic today. They donated to our local Midwest Food Bank of Normal. They gave a grant of $10,000 as part of their effort to donate to various local charities that help with child hunger across the country, including here in Normal. So they did that, and it was a way to support Midwest Food Bank's Hope PACS program. And what Hope PACS does is it provides enough food for over 3,000 children in our area throughout the school year and outside of school hours. It particularly benefits children who do not have sufficient access to food outside of school. And this is a good timing because at the time, the government, specifically the federal government, put a stop to free lunches during lunch at school because of COVID-19 and the effects it was having. It was making it difficult, and it still is difficult. So this is a really good thing, and this brings me to my point next of how this should be more common of a thing, where not just federal governments, but local governments should be making these grants and donations all the time. Well, not donations, that's from the charities, but these federal and governmental bodies should also be ensuring that kids at school should be able to have something at lunch or something edible at least at one point in the day, because for some kids, that's the only place they are able to eat during the day. Alrighty. So following that, I was going to have an interview, but the person bailed on me. So they said they weren't qualified to talk about this. So I'm gonna find somebody else. So that concludes what I have so far in like my rough cut. I was unable to include an interview for this session, but by the final submission there will be an interview issued and taken care of, but there is no interview at this time. And more info will be covered later. So thank you, listener, for hearing out on the rough cut of my podcast. Thank you for listening to our brief discussion on childhood insecurity and moving to normal. And I am Jonah Harlan Community College.